Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 33.
By Owen Blessing, who is with our General Assembly's Clerk's Office, enrolling clerk, would ask everyone to please stand for the prayer. It's on the floor as well as in the gallery, and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Ms. Blessing.
Almighty God, we give you thanks for allowing us to share in the government of your people. We especially give you thanks for the gifts of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that we so enjoy in this great land of ours. Give to the people of our country zeal for justice and strength for forbearance, that we may use our liberty in accordance with your gracious will. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The gentleman from Swain, Representative Clampett, is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The journal for March the 20th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Clampett moves the journal for March 20th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Senate Bill 9, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to amend the charter of the town of Apex to allow the town council to appoint the town clerk.
Rules counter and operations of the House.
Senate Joint Resolution 54, First Edition, a joint resolution confirming the governor's reappointment.
Rules counter and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 157, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to reduce the time limit learner's permit must be held before obtaining the limit provisional license and to amend the passenger restriction applicable to limited provisional license holders.
Rules counter and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 179, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to extend the authorization of the Buncombe County to construct community college buildings on the campus of Asheville-Buncombe Technical Community College within the county.
Rules counter and operations of the House. Introductions of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representative Carson Smith, House Bill 413, Topsail Beach Special Registration Plate.
Transportation, the favorable finance, the favorable rules counter and operations of the House.
Representatives Moss, Gillespie, Miller, and Pirtle, House Bill 414, Broadband Speed Standardization.
Energy and Public Utilities, a favorable rules counter and operations of the House.
Representatives Reeder, Chesler, and Christian Baker, House Bill 415, Stop Addiction Fraud Ethics Act of 2023.
Health, a favorable Judiciary 1, a favorable rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Harrison, Francis, Jackson, and Kanika Brown, House Bill 416, Environmental Justice Considerations.
Rules counter and operations of the House.
Representatives Loftus, Pless, Bolcom, and Neil Jackson, House Bill 417, Anti-Boycott Diversity.
Pensions and Retirement, a favorable state government, a favorable rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Francis Jackson, House Bill 418, ABC Community College Athletic Facility.
Rules counter and operations of the House.
Representative Winslow, House Bill 419, Youngsville Charter revised and consolidated.
Local government, a favorable rules counter and operations of the House. Mr. Clerk, Chair directs that House Bill 378, short titles Firefighters Criminal History Record Checks, be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary 2. And re-refer to the Committee on Judiciary 3. The other subsequent referrals that were there would remain in place. I see we have some guests in the gallery. I want to welcome you. If you're wondering why this place is empty and there's only three members on the House floor, this is what's called an admin session. And this is where we have committees that are meeting today. In fact, the committees started this morning. We'll meet all day. If you're interested in observing any of those, they'll be meeting in the legislative office building in a number of locations. But on Tuesdays, we don't have any floor votes. But tomorrow will be quite a full day of floor votes as well as Thursday. But I want to welcome you to the House of Representatives and invite you to check out any of the committees. They're scheduled on this yellow sheet if there's any you wish to sit in and observe. That's where most of the work happens anyway. But honored to have you visiting with us today at the State House. Members, pursuant to the announcements made earlier this week, there would be no votes today so that the committees could meet all day. Just as I announced to our members, to those who are watching online right now or otherwise, it is the order of business this week that tomorrow we will have an admin session in the morning, but that the voting session will be tomorrow afternoon. Members should anticipate that bills that'll be taking up in the Rules Committee today, as well as the Rules Committee tomorrow, would be voted on tomorrow in tomorrow's voting session. Chair does anticipate that there will be quite a number of bills to be voted on tomorrow and Thursday, so members should plan accordingly. Any notices or announcements from the members? Anything from the clerk? Seeing none, Representative Clampett, the gentleman is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, March the 22nd at 10:45 hours a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Clampett moves, seconded by Representative Dixon, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, March 22nd at 10:45 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned. To our...
Representative Potts, Baker, Lambeth, Paré, Sasser, and White are recognized to send forth Health Committee Report, House Bill 344, QRIS, Star Rating System Reform, favorable and referred, House Bill 344, referred to the Committee on Rules, House Bill 323, Retain Adult Day Care, Day Vocational Rehab Programs, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and referred original bill placed on the unfavorable counter works committee substitute, House Bill 323, referred to the Committee on Rules, counter operations to the House. Representative Smith and Wheatley are recognized to send forth a Pensions and Retirement Committee report. House Bill 173, Treasury Administrative Changes Act, Agency Bill, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 173, re-referred to the Committee on State Personnel. Representatives Penny and Wofford are recognized to send forth Local Government Committee report. House Bill 242, Wrightsville Beach Initiative Ordinances. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute, House Bill 242, referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 308, Alexander County Board of Education Referendum. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 308, re-referred to the Committee on Rules, counter operations of the House. And Representative Smith and Wheatley are recognized to send forth additional Pensions and Retirement Committee report. House Bill 203, DST, Technical Corrections Agency Bill, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute, House Bill 203, referred to the Committee on State Government. Representative Potts, Baker, Lambeth, Parra, Sasser, and White are recognized to send forth additional House Committee report. House Bill 98, Medicaid Freedom Act, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, committee substitute for House Bill 98, referred to committee on Judiciary 1. House Bill 287, educate patients about opioid antagonists, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, committee substitute for 287. House bill is referred to committee on rules, counter operations of the House. Representatives Carson Smith and Representative Wheatley are recognized, sent forth pensions and retirement committee report. House Bill 142, Protect Our Students Act agency bill, favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1, and re-referred. Committee substitute number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute number 2 for House Bill 142 referred to the committee on rules. House Bill 201, DST administrative changes agency bill, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 201 referred to the committee on state government. Chaptered bills will be noted. Representative Ross and Sauls recognized, send forth Commerce Committee report. House Bill 282, Trade School Study, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute House Bill 282 referred to the committee on rules, calendar, and operations of the House. The Speaker makes the following appointments to standing committees of the House of Representatives. Representative Destin Hall is added as a member of the UNC Board of Governors Nominations House Standing Committee. Representative Penny and Watford recognized, send forth Local Government Committee report. House Bill 312, four-year term for Mayor Siler City, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, committee substitute. House Bill 312 referred to the Committee on Rules, County Operations Act. Representative Ross and Sauls recognized, send forth Commerce Committee report. House Bill 226, end predatory pet leasing, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 226, re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary 1. And House Bill 347, sports wagering, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 347, re-referred to the Committee on Finance. House Bill 294, NC Housing Choice Incentive, that bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Appropriations, recommitted to the Committee on Commerce. Zero referral to rules is stricken, and zero referrals to appropriation then to rules are added. On motion of the chair, House Bill 10, short title, require sheriffs to cooperate with ICE, that bill is withdrawn from calendar 36B. And recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Counter Operations of the House. Representative Destin Hall is recognized to send forth rules, calendar, and operations of the House Committee report. All of these bills are being reported favorably and will be added to the calendar of tomorrow, which is March 22nd. House Bill 96, NC REACH Act. House Bill 97, In-State Tuition Pilot Program. House Bill 113, Prohibit Renaming of Fayetteville State. House Bill 158, Stanley Community College Contract Date and MCC Status. HB 187, Equality in Education. House Bill 242, Wrightsville Beach Initiative Ordinances. House Bill 282, Trade Schools Study. Senate Joint Resolution 54 confirmed Catherine Boskin, Commissioner of Banks, and the following favorable for adoption. House Resolution, Simple Resolution 352, expressing Japanese friendship. That, of course, is calendar 36B for tomorrow. And Representative Penny and Watford are recognized to send forth Local Government Committee report. House Bill 205, Transparent Governance and Integrity Act, agency bill, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute. House Bill 205 referred to the Committee on Finance. Representative Dustin Hawes recognizes Semforth. Additional committee report for the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee. House Bill 308, Alexander County Board of Education referendum. Favorable committee sub number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1. Committee substitute number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute number 2 for House Bill 308, calendared for tomorrow, pursuant to Rule 36B. And House Bill 278, the Rakeem Shackelford Embalming Fluid Act. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and referred original bill. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute House Bill 278, calendar 36B for tomorrow. Representative Dustin Hawes recognizes Semforth, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report. House Bill 250, Death by Distribution Revisions. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar committee substitute. House Bill 250, count 36B for tomorrow. Dustin Hawes submits the final report from the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee. House Bill 411, General Assembly Appointments. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred original bill, unfavorable calendar. Whereas committee substitute House Bill 411, calendar 36B for tomorrow.